is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Ethan Bird, weekend sports anchor and reporter at KGWN-TV, talking about Wyoming and UNLV coming up tonight. And it's a must-win, really, if Wyoming, which they still have an opportunity to get into the Mountain West Championship game. They're going to need some help, and they need UNLV to lose, and they need to win. Luckily, they can kill two birds with one stone tonight. Ethan, big game coming up for the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, season-defining game. This is you know, last year it was the loss to Boise State. The people were looking back and went, "Well, that's where they lost the opportunity." And tonight is going to be UNLV. This is one where if they lose it, Pokes fans are going to point at that one and go, "What was up with that?" And if they win it and end up in the Mountain West Championship, we're going to look back and go, "That was the one." This late in the season, it's always good when you're playing meaningful football. But the Pokes, they've got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, they need some things to happen, too, of course, when you look at Boise State and Fresno State needing some losses. But this is one of them that they need. They need UNLV to lose so they can go make a big push here if they can take care of it. But that's going to be easier said than done on the road. If this were at home, I think we'd all feel pretty good about this situation tonight.
Oh yeah, I mean, that just speaks to how great the war has been this year. They're undefeated at home, but that road record not looking too pretty. And Allegiant Stadium has been a very hard place for teams to play so far this year, and it's kind of a new place. Only the second time that Wyoming has ever played at Allegiant Stadium. They're going to have to get over those road woes, and big thing here is they've got to play that cowboy tough football against a very, very good offense.
Yeah, so how do they do this here? Obviously, we know what Wyoming can do. We know what they're all about. We saw it again on display in that border war last week. The Cowboys just keep making stops. They come up with big time turnovers. But what is the script for them? How do they get this dub and keep the conversation going, at least as far as getting them into a Mountain West Championship game?
Well, we saw how important that turnover, winning that turnover battle was last Friday, but it's going to be even harder this Friday. Jaden Maeva has been very impressive this year. He's limited the turnovers, and his connection with Ricky White is very scary. It's going to be up to whoever the quarterback number one is. It's either going to be Ja'Cory or Colby. They've switched back and forth. Either are capable, but if you could take Ricky White out of the equation and force Maeva to go to his other wide receivers and get him out of his rhythm, get him out of his system, he has to be uncomfortable. And that comes down to coverage and then also the defensive line getting disruptive. And they haven't been as disruptive as we saw last year. So they're going to have to live up to the expectations that were set upon them at the beginning of the year. It comes down to disrupting Jaden Maeva.
Ethan Bird joining us, weekend sports anchor and reporter at KGWN-TV. On the offensive side of the ball, you saw Harrison Whaley kind of get back into, you know, the swing of things. That was nice to see coming off the injury, a rough game against the Broncos. But 29 carries, I'd say he's healthy. 29 carries, 128 yards, flat out a workhorse, man.
Oh yeah, he put in the work in our post game show on Friday. Like when we talked to Harrison on Monday, you know, he had a great bounce back game. He went over 100, but you know what he's going to be most upset about? He didn't make it into the end zone. So he is, and that's when we talked to him on Monday. That's one of the first things he said. He was mad he didn't get into the end zone. He's going to be fighting to get into there. He is healthy, and that's absolutely pivotal for the Pokes. Is as we say it every week, it's a healthy Harrison Whaley. But I mean, the Rebels are only giving up 199 rushing yards a game. That's tied for 17th in the nation. So he's going to have his work cut out for him.
Yeah, if he can find a way. How much of a focal point will he be then? If we're looking at UNLV and saying their rush defense is, you know, not too bad here. What is the game plan there? Are we going to rely on Andrew Peasley to make some plays?
Well, I think Peasley has played. I mean, it's not saying much that he's playing better than he did last year, but he's playing leaps and bounds better that he did last year. I mean, his touchdown to turnover ratio is very good, 15 to 4. He's thrown for 1,100 yards, but one of the things that stands out the most is his leading wide receiver has less than 300 yards on the season. So Peasley is connecting with everybody in his receiving staff. So if Harrison is limited, it's going to come down to Andrew being good and distributing that ball so that they can get the run game going again. But we saw where that was a struggle against the Boise State game, when Boise State figured something out about slowing down Harrison, and nobody could get anything going. So it's also comes down to how disruptive UNLV is going to be on the defensive front.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge, no question about it tonight. I am excited about the Friday night thing, though. I mean, pumped for that. Some people love it, some people hate it. It just depends on who you ask.
I mean, it's 2 weeks in a row of Friday night football for the Pokes. Last week shined in their favor. Border War, primetime TV. That was very good. The only downside of this one is it kicks off at 8:45 p.m. Yeah, it's going to be a late night. It's from Mountain West after dark.
Yes, it is, my friend. But I, for one, like with my schedule and with my situation, I love it. You know me, man. I'm all about myself on this stuff. So what works into my schedule, I suppose.
Yeah, when you got a 10 o'clock deadline, it's not very beneficial.
You might not even sleep, man. You never know. I mean, that's how these things tend to go. All right, so obviously Wyoming has to take care of business against UNLV. First off, do they do that tonight, Ethan?
Oh, man.
Yes.
It's so hard because, you know, my heart wants to say yes. My gut is reeling. Professionally, I really want to say yes because it's just good overall. But UNLV, they're probably, I mean, Coach Bull said on Monday, I think they're playing the best football in the Mountain West right now. They are, I mean, they should have beaten Fresno State if somebody didn't drop or tied it up with Fresno State if there wasn't a dropped wide open touchdown pass at the end of regulation. My heart wants to say yes, but unfortunately, Brady, my gut is going to say no. I think UNLV just has too much of an edge. Wyoming is going to play with that chip on their shoulder, which they always play better with that chip on their shoulder. But we've seen UNLV. They haven't really proven me very wrong yet this year.
Yeah, well, and then with that, I was going to ask you to take us through the rest of these games, but really, if Wyoming drops this one, I mean, that all but does it, doesn't it? I know they're gonna play for a bowl, and they got their rivalry win, of course, against CSU. So they've got a lot of positives to take from the season. But unfortunately, a loss tonight probably keeps them out.
Oh yeah, I mean, it would take some divine intervention for Wyoming to have a shot. But if they do win, I mean, they've got. If they take care of business against Hawaii and Nevada, it's still very much in reach. The number one spot, very tough. Air Force, I would imagine they bounce back. But Fresno State, they've got a bit of a cakewalk. I mean, San Jose State is actually favored somehow against Fresno State on Saturday. If San Jose State wins for the Pokes, that'd be great. But then that means that San Jose State and Wyoming are tied.
Exactly.
It's the Wild West, Brady. Mm-hmm. It's the Wild West. And at the end of the season, we're going to be looking at the mathematicians up in Colorado Springs going, what in the heck do we do?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. You're like, okay, we need San Jose State to win, but wait a second. What does that do? So the way to look at it for Wyoming fans, you just root hard that the Cowboys win tonight and maybe some crazy stuff happens over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we say it every week. The Wild West gets wilder every year. But it'll be if the Pokes can do it, it would be one of the really great stories in college football this year. I really think it would be a special journey.
It really would be, man. Ethan, appreciate you as always, my friend. Love getting you on our Football Fridays each and every week, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Hopefully you're wrong, and Wyoming's still kind of in the mix.
I want to make it very clear to Pokes fans. I want to be wrong. It's not often I want to be wrong, but this is the one.
I love it, man. Ethan, appreciate you, my man. Have a good weekend, and be careful with this late night game and everything.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Always a pleasure, Brady. Look forward to talking to you. Enjoy your weekend, brother.
All right, man. Weekend sports anchor and reporter Ethan Bird at KGWN TV. 33 minutes after the hour, we'll put the finishing touches on the games this weekend that we're looking at, and then I've got the picks coming up in the final segment of the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.